What's up, everybody? This is Bam Erickson with Power, AfterBuzz TV for Season 5, Finale, Episode 10, When This Is Over. Wow. Joseph Sikora will be joining us. Courtney Kemp will be joining us. And, of course, we got the live chat. We have so much to talk about, so let's go!
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Come okay. on, hit
Let's
it, Joe
hear
Jr.
It. Let's hear it.
Come on, Joe Jr.
One time. Mike, can you grab Last time.
Real quick.
Yeah. Oh. yeah. Okay, we going to keep the party going, though.
Uh-huh. What's up, everybody? This is Bam Erickson, and I would like to introduce the panel.
Hey, I'm your host, Jimmy V.
What's up, guys? I am Robin Ayers, and you know what? I'm just extremely happy because we've got Joseph Sikora back in the building with us. He's joining us via Skype. You guys know him as Tommy Egan. Welcome to the show. Joe, what's going on?
Yo, Mike, you play backgammon?
Yo.
Well, so we do have the man that does play Tommy, of course, in the building. He's going to join in on our conversation.
Awesome.
Yes. Gotta, what a great finale.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I love it.
Now, I knew something big was going to go down. I didn't know it was going to be exactly what went down, though. But Angela, guys?
Oh.
What do y'all think?
That took me by surprise, y'all. Lots to talk about.
Are we going to see her in season 6?
Of course we are.
Of course we are. Also, too, we will see the man who does play Tommy. Mm-hmm. Joseph is in the building. What is going on, man?
Okay, well, we'll get to him.
Looks like we're working on some technical things.
We'll get to him in just a second. But so we open up with the episode as we see Tommy sniffing coke. Oh, boy, now he's back on it, right?
Yep.
So, of course, he has issues. You know, he killed his own daddy. So we see that. And then after that, we see Tasha finally, she rids Raina clothes. She puts them in a box and she, you know, comes to that moment where she realizes I need to move forward. So mm-hmm. we see that going on. And then we see Ghost enter Angie's apartment. She isn't there. He calls. There's no answer. And then we have Angela versus the task force 24 hours.
Yes.
That was just a dope scene.
I'm waiting on you guys.
Oh, hey,
we in the building.
Hey,
what's going on, man?
Where is who?
It's us. Okay, so.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
We can hear you. Okay.
Is anybody there?
Yes. Can you hear us? Hello? Joseph, can you hear us?
Anybody there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes,
so
I can hear them.
Okay, great.
Okay, so good. So if you can hear...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, and we can see you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. We can hear you. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Why don't we try...
Can you hear me?
Give him a call
Yes,
back.
We can.
If there are some technical difficulties, can you hear us okay?
Hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is tough.
Okay.
This is tough.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm sorry. Like I have somewhere to go tonight.
Yeah.
Bam misspoke, I think. He told me it was going to be about 20 minutes,
yeah.
Starting at 9 p.m. my time.
Yeah. Right. And so we're having technical difficulties. So
and I apologize, man, but it's almost 9:30.
No, I totally understand. So can Joseph only hear you and he can't hear us?
I think that's the case.
Okay, can you explain?
But it's already almost 9:30.
Yeah,
he told me time started.
Yeah, okay. So we have Unfortunately, damn it. Okay.
Let's ask him one question and then we'll
let
him go. Maybe I misunderstood.
No. Can you explain to him the technical difficulties?
No, we don't need to explain. Yeah. Let's just ask a question super quick so he can get going.
Okay.
We'll ask him a great question. Jimmy, go ahead.
All right. Can you ask him? He plays a wide range of emotions, you know. How does he get into playing Tommy?
So we're just going to ask you a question. I'm going to be the moderator, the mediator between them. So they're asking, what do you do as an actor to prepare yourself to get into the headspace that is Tommy, the character?
You know, almost the exact same thing I said to AfterBuzz when I was on season one, same thing. You know, you just, you go there. I did my research on the character. I knew who I wanted him to be, and then you just try to make the best decisions you can in the moment.
All right.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you.
Fantastic. So let so. I know he has to go, so tell him that we apologize for all the technical difficulties, and tell him for thank you for calling. I'm glad the fans were at least able to get a chance to see him, but he has to go, and so I take full responsibility for it, so my apologies.
Yeah, so we just want to say that thank you for your appearance and sorry for the technical difficulties that we're experiencing today. But we really appreciate your presence and for that question as well. And I'm sure the fans appreciate it. And just overall, just thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I love BAM, and I'm always been a fan of the show. And Robin, too.
Oh, yeah, they can hear you, so they really appreciate that and everything.
Of course. Yeah. Don't want to ask nothing else?
Well, they're just, like, worried about your time restraint. But
No, yeah. It's all good. It's all good. I pushed it back another 10 minutes.
Okay.
I love BAM, and I want to make sure that I give.
Okay. Yeah, they'll set me up for the next question right now, then.
So ask him, when did he find out that his dad was being added to the storyline?
So real quick, when did you find out that, what was it, Ben?
Your dad was going to be added to your storyline.
That your dad was going to be added to your storyline.
I found out that there was a possibility of that season three. That didn't happen until season four. And then it was revealed to me season four that was what was going to be happening when Tony Teresi was introduced as a character, that it was going to be Tommy's dad. Which was really exciting. I had no idea who it was going to be. And then when they cast Bill Sadler, it was amazing. And I'll tell you a really quick story. I was actually auditioning for roles in Los Angeles, going out there for pilot season, having an awful day. And I was at the Wiener Schnitzel over by NBC Studios in Burbank, and sitting there eating a hot dog and looking depressed as all get up. And Bill Sadler came up to me. This is like 2006. And he said, "Hey, buddy, it gets better," legitimately. And so I was just like, wow, it's William Sadler. That's amazing. This guy was so nice. And then all these years later, we're playing, family, playing relatives. He's playing my dad on Power. Mm-hmm. It's amazing when people are good human beings. And so it was a real luxury to work with him.
And wow. And then you went from not necessarily working and wanting to work.
Here's a pheasant.
Okay. So you'll probably be known as Tommy for a very long time. And is that an honor for you, or is that kind of scary for you?
So they're asking that you're probably going to be known for Tommy for a very long time. And they're asking if that's, what was it again, Rob?
An honor, or is that scary?
Yeah. They're asking if that's going to be, do you feel that's going to be an honor, or is that a little scary for you?
It's an honor to be known as Tommy for till the day I die. I think it's an iconic role. I don't take full credit for making the character, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely the vessel for the words and the storyline from Courtney A. Kemp, our show's creator and showrunner, as well as our new co-showrunner, Gary Lennon, who's been on since season two, who's been instrumental on developing the character of Tommy. I'm really blessed to be working with such incredible writers and storytellers. So however long I'm known as Tommy, that's great, because I have nothing but confidence. I've been in the acting business. I've been in this world for 31 years. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing it a long time. I have nothing but confidence that I'll be able to bring tons of other roles to life, which mm-hmm. I've actually done since we've been filming Power. Mm-hmm. So people embrace Tommy, and I don't want to shatter anybody's illusions about Tommy or who he is or anything like that, but I prefer when people call me Joseph. That's a nice sign of respect. But I just know that people are going to mainly call me Tommy because they love the character and they're so invested. So I'm grateful to have the work, and I'm grateful to have made a character that's impacted a lot of people's lives.
Can you ask him, how did he find out? How did he know that Ghost was where he was when he went to attempt to kill him but killed Angela?
Okay, so this one's a little winded, but I just slowly repeat it back to me, Ben.
So how did Tommy know where Ghost was in the final moment when he shot Angela?
In the final moments when he shot Angela.
God, I can't even fucking remember how he knew. How the fuck did he know again? Oh, Jesus. He tells Keisha there's one other thing he's got to do. Right. Well, that was the high school where they met, and right. I think that he'd also been tailing Ghost that time. Like he went out and he followed Ghost from when Ghost was with Tasha. Tasha let him know, and then he went to go follow Ghost, and then obviously was meaning to kill him. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Bam, for destroying everything, but I can't always remember.
Can you ask what did he think about this finale? And is this
don't air that?
Is this his favorite of all the seasons so far?
So Robin wants to know next if this what did you think of this finale, and if this was one of your favorite finales that have been aired?
Yeah, it's my favorite finale of all time for the series. I think that it was a fantastic finale. MJ Bassett, our director, was amazing. Again, Courtney did an incredible job with Gabriella, who wrote it with her. And the writing was super strong. The direction was super strong. Omari was fantastic, as he always is. And he really carried the show. And his emotion at the end was fantastic. Nobody can hear you guys, right?
No, yeah, people can hear them. It's just there's some weird technical difficulty where for some reason you can't hear them, but you can hear me, and I'm the engineer, so I'm just like moderating the questions to you.
No, I don't mean them. I don't mean Bam and Robin. Oh, my bad. You guys in the booth.
No, we can hear all of it. Yeah, we hear all right. Everything.
All right. You can hear it, but I'm saying I can hear you and all the shit talking that you're doing. So I'm just like, can everybody else hear you?
No, I was just trying to figure things out.
So I want to know, does he have, in his opinion, what is the secret sauce that Tommy has that makes everybody still love him? Because he has done a lot of foul things.
Sorry, can you repeat that one?
What is it about Tommy's character that still makes everybody love him? Because he's done a lot of foul things.
Okay, so in your opinion, what is it about Tommy what was it again?
That people love because...
It, yeah, what is it about Tommy that people love? Because he does have this... He has had
committed a lot of foul things, yeah.
Well, what do you think about that, Pheasant? I think people love Tommy because he's loyal. I mean, I think that every character is fleshed out in human. I think that people love Tommy as much as they love Ghost or Angela or Tasha or whatever character that you're drawn to. Because I think the actor's job is to draw them out as human beings and make them real people. I think that people like Tommy because he's been loyal and he's always stayed loyal. And he's always stayed true to the streets. And he's always had his mission has been laid out in front of him. And he's never deviated from that mission. That's to sell drugs.
Can you ask him, was Tommy happy that he killed...
Is that right?
Yep.
Can you ask, was Tommy happy he killed Angela instead of Ghost?
So Bam's asking, was Tommy happy that he killed Angela instead of Ghost?
Yeah. I think at the end of the day he was, because the game is on. Tommy is wisely apprehensive of Ghost and Ghost's abilities, but Tommy has never been afraid to die. From day one. And that's a big difference between him and Ghost.
Can you ask him, should he be loyal more to his family or more to the game?
And this comes from Jimmy. If Tommy should be more loyal to the family or more loyal to the game?
Well, I think that we've seen that Tommy is the most loyal to Ghost, and the only thing that he's been more loyal to than Ghost is the game.
Can you ask him, now that he killed Angela, are Ghost and Tommy even?
So now that you killed Angela, are Ghost and Tommy even?
I think Tommy would see it that way, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then can you ask him, what is his take
on... Tommy would probably drop the whole beef right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't have Ghost well, though.
Mm. Right.
Can you ask Joseph, what's his take on Tommy and Lakeisha's relationship?
They're asking, what's your take on Tommy and Lakeisha's relationship?
I think Tommy is a incredibly difficult person to be in a relationship with. I mean, any woman could be and should be scared out of their minds. Lakeisha's not, but she's naively not. Yeah. And I think that one of the greatest things to watch about Lakeisha that we've been able to watch about Lakeisha, brilliantly played by Lala Anthony, is her education, because it's been a forced education. She's not stupid. She gets everything. She understands how things come from. She's from the same neighborhood as Ghost and Tommy. I mean, she grew up Southside Jamaica, Queens, just like the both of these fellas did. So she has purposely kept herself ignorant. So not, we've been watching her become the person that she is in real time. So I think that that's exciting to watch happen. But yeah, I would be very scared for her. I mean, he would have killed her.
Oh gosh,
poor in thing. The finale, if she said the wrong thing.
With that being said, are we going to see a Lakeisha and Tommy versus Ghost and Tasha in season 6?
With that being said, are we going to see a Tommy and Lakeisha versus what were the names again, Jimmy?
Ghost and Tasha
versus Ghost and Tasha.
I mean, I would assume so. I don't know what's written for the next season. I haven't even read the first episode yet. You know, we don't start shooting until next week. They keep the scripts close to their chest. So I can't, I don't even want to pontificate. I just know that from Courtney and Gary, it's going to be something brilliant.
So can you ask, was when Tommy took off Holly's ring from
but
his necklace?
But yeah, if I had to throw money on it, yeah, I would guess that there'd be something like that. But I don't think Tasha's down for Ghost like that.
Right, that's true.
I think maybe it would be Tommy, Lakeisha, and Tasha against Ghost. I don't know.
When Tommy
didn't do
took
anybody
off
right this last season.
Yeah.
When he took off Holly's ring, did that signify that he's now ride or die for Lakeisha?
Good Robin question. Asked when I believe when Tommy took off his ring, did that mean
Holly's ring?
When he took off Holly's ring, did that mean that he was it ride or die?
Yeah.
For
Lakeisha now.
For Lakeisha.
Lakeisha. Yeah, I think so. That's how I took it as. That was written in the script. That was that was definitely written. That he did that was not a choice of mine. But I think it was a great choice to be made. So, I think it's ride or die. I think that his mind has been changed. I think he's in a new place.
Mm-hmm. Ask him between Ghost and Tommy, who has the most body counts of people that they've killed?
So between Ghost and Tommy, who has the most body counts that they've killed?
Ghost.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
Really says Bam.
He said that.
Yeah, pretty sure.
I've got one more for him. Can you ask him? There was a specific line, and his line was...
He killed four Koreans
Ghost,
in a car.
Ghost could have come to me about Teresi.
He killed Terry Silver last episode, too. Definitely. I think Ghost has him trumped by quite a few.
Wait. So ask him, did he really kill Terry Silver?
Oh.
Bam's asking, did you really kill?
No, Ghost. Did Ghost kill? Really?
Oh, sorry. Did Ghost really kill Terry Silver?
Oh, I'm not sure if he's definitely dead. I actually don't know. I thought so from watching the episode, but he could have just put him somewhere. Hey, look, he sent Holly away, and everybody thought she was probably dead at first too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Ghost is very smart, very calculating. So I don't know what season 6 has in store for him. Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to finish up with my question. He did say
one more, guys.
Yeah, all right. Jimmy's giving you one more right now.
Okay, great. Ghost could have came to me about Teresi. When Ghost tried multiple times, he didn't want to pay attention to it. Does he know why?
Okay, so Jimmy says, I believe this is a line, Jimmy?
Yes.
Okay, so just read it back slowly to me.
Yep. Ghost could have came to me about Teresi.
Came to me about Teresi.
So when he did, why didn't you give him any mind?
Yeah, so when he did, why didn't your character give him any mind?
Because Ghost never gave any of the details down. He never laid stuff down for Tommy. He always just did what he does to everybody in the show, and that's manipulate and try to control stuff so he's the only one with the power. That's what he's been doing since the beginning of the series. That's why he went to the police to trick on Kanan. Mm-hmm. And that's just why stuff is – that's how Ghost operates. And he does it so well. And that's one of the, I think, beautiful, brilliant things that Omari Hardwick's acting should have won him multiple awards by now.
For real.
Because he really should – he has been able to play a guy who has ratted on people – gone to the police, broken street code tremendously and multiple times, all self-serving for his own purpose. And yet, we still love him. That is beautiful, incredible, mm-hmm. heartfelt reality acting. And that's why people can relate and put themselves in Ghost's position, because it's so well played by Omari.
Tell him thank you so much.
That was a great answer. And the panel says thank you so much for that.
Thanks, guys. That
appreciate you, guys. Joe.
Thank you for being there since day one.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
I said, bye, guys.
Okay, so as we continue.
Let's do it. Let's bring the energy up, guys.
Yeah. So as we continue, so Angela, so Angela versus the task force, 24 hours. So Angela says, I don't think you know anything. You haven't made a single arrest. Lawyer Charles says, I want to offer full immunity, or she says nothing. Tamika says, that's impossible. Disbarment, suspended sentence, witness protection. That's the best that we can do. Mm-hmm. Angela says, I want 24 hours to consider. I need to talk with my family. Tamika says, the clock is ticking. The lawyer Charles says, if these allegations are true, I would take the deal. You are a law enforcer. If you go to prison, you will be killed. Why doesn't Angela have a better lawyer?
You know what? Great question. But was I the only one? Like, I had no idea, and y'all can judge me. Lawyers have lawyers. Like, you know when they say, if you don't...
Like a barber has a barber. Like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? A hair person, if you do hair, somebody else know how to do your hair.
Right. You absolutely. Yeah. I don't know where he came from, and actually I thought about the same thing. I'm like, he's giving her some not so good advice. He's not fighting for her at all. So, yeah, I don't know where he came from, but I like him as an actor.
Yes, I do. So he mentioned, so Angela says, I need to talk with my family. So mm-hmm. later on, we go see Angela talking with her sister, Paz, and she says that John Mock came to her, and she's saying, you need to spill. Mm-hmm. You need to tell everything. And of course, Ghost comes into the conversation in regards to, you know, you always put your everything on hold, and it's always him first. Mm-hmm. So what's your take on that? And if in fact Angela is dead, then Paz is not going to keep quiet about this. She knows a lot. What mm-hmm. What's your take on that?
I was just really interested that every lead character had someone leading them here mm-hmm. or there, or you should take my advice, but I can totally understand where the sister was coming from. You put family first and yeah. take care of you.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I never really liked Paz's character initially, like mm-hmm. just throughout the series. I never really liked her character. I just, because, you know, I was so like pro Ghost and, mm-hmm. and Angie together. I was like, mind your business, you know. But
and she comes off like she needs a man.
Well, 100%. But I actually really felt her, you know, where she was coming from, because, you know, that's the same thing we would all tell our sibling, you know, when you see that they're in just dire need and help like that. But also, she's the one who called that meeting. Remember, because Mock came and paid her. Was it Mock or was it Cooper Sachs who came and visited her? Pause.
She says that it was John Mock, I believe.
So Mock, yeah. So she's the one. So I just thought it was interesting that Angela didn't even call Paz. She didn't go to her family per se. She went, I mean, Paz is the one who called that meeting.
I do think that at some point, I do think that it was on Angela's agenda. I just think that within those 23 hours and mm-hmm. 30 minutes, mm-hmm. I think she strategically had a plan for going for everything that she wanted to do.
But I personally don't know that Paz was on that list, because like
actually
it seemed like it was out of nowhere.
I agree. I believe that she probably wouldn't think about her sister.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like I have some major stuff to make move, and like,
I'm about to go to jail.
Yeah.
So Terry Silver comes back, and so
man. This guy. Go ahead, Ben.
So he comes back to Tasha's hotel room, and Tasha's like, kick rocks.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna get to Terry in a second. But Tommy and Ghost in the car ride. So Ghost knows that something's wrong with Tommy. He says, you look like shit. You smell even worse.
Smell even worse.
What's going on? Tommy says, I handled it. It's done. Ghost, being the smart brother, says, so you clean the mess. He's like, you know, I thought you learned with Holly. He says, don't talk about Holly, brother. Ghost says, well, what I meant was, I thought you learned way before that nothing or no one should come between us. We're brothers. That shit runs deeper than blood, Tommy. But you know what? The way I figure now things we can go back to normal. And he says, right. And then he says, right. So should Ghost have just told him rather than look dumbfounded when he actually realized that Tommy killed his dad? Being that you knew that that's what he's capable of doing, because Tommy like Joseph just says, he doesn't fear death and he doesn't fear, you know, killing other people. So mm-hmm. why was, in that moment when Ghost was looking straight ahead, why was Ghost like, oh shit?
Right. Like he didn't know what he was going to do.
Yeah. But I actually love that scene.
It's
I
a
love
great how scene. Ghost, yeah.
The whole scene was really, really good, and how Joseph was just beyond depressed. He was, you know,
once
sunken.
Again, the emotions that he was giving out was just
so
out of this
real
world. Yeah.
And realistic. And, you know, definitely Ghost is, for what he requires for himself, he wants everybody to keep it real with him. Mm-hmm. He wants everybody to, like, keep him, you know, in the know and all that stuff. But he doesn't do the same in return. And then to say, like, we are brothers and nothing's deeper than that and blah, 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 blah. You don't want to tell your brother that, you know, you were behind it and that you knew something. I get, to a certain degree, I understand that decision when it comes to Tommy because Tommy is sort of, you know, off the hinges sometimes, and you don't know, he's kind of unpredictable how he's going to act, or, you know, mm-hmm. if he's going to do the right thing per se. Mm-hmm. So maybe Ghost felt like in that moment he had to go behind his back and try to, you know, handle it himself. But, you know, it's a little shady.
And then also, too, I think Ghost knew exactly how Tommy would react. And mm-hmm. right there was not the time, because he was already down in the dumps and all types of depressed.
And not to defend Ghost, but he also didn't know why Tasha wanted the three of them to go to a meeting. So I think that he was just trying to figure out, with them knowing that their lives are on jeopardy right now.
Yeah.
I don't think Ghost felt that it was the time to tell him that he did that, because he knew that. Well, let's just keep it real. Teresi tried to take Ghost down. Mm-hmm. In prison. He's a crook. He's a bum.
Yeah.
So I have to defend Ghost. I mean, you know, a lot of people are really dragging him, but I feel like he had a reason to do everything that he did. Yes, we can argue, you know, it was disloyal and so forth, but the reality is Teresi was in prison for 25 years. He set him up. I mean, there's a lot. So.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, he was getting ready to take Ghost down because he did rat on him. Mm-hmm. But what I didn't like, because I'm not saying that he didn't have a reason to take him out.
Yeah.
But what I did not like is the fact that Ghost didn't show any type of sympathy for his brother. Like, you just killed your dad. You know,
he
just was
said,
like,
move
well,
on.
Yeah.
Yep. So now everything's, you know, we get to clean up now and everything is
right.
back to normal. It's like, yo, you know.
You know, it's actually exactly what Tasha was doing to Akeisha, you know.
But you
no
know,
sympathy, just moving on next, you know.
But you know what?
That's such a good point, Jamie.
Thank
you, Robin.
That is a great point. But also, as we go forward to Class and Session by Professor Angela Valdez,
right.
Tasha says, you know, you only think you're like ghosts. You only think about yourself. The reality is, all four of them are very selfish individuals, and that's why I believe, even with Angela, she's not a part of the crew. Well, she's not, whatever. She fits right in with the crew.
She does.
She does,
but here's the thing, and I just think it's so ironic that all of them have now got to come together to work, you know. I just think it's ironic. Mm-hmm. But they are all selfish, but they all, at the end of the day, do what's right for their family.
Right.
They do. They always look out for each other when it comes to their family. They do.
Yeah.
And to defend Angela, she did a whole lot for them on the officer side.
Okay.
I know you're giving me that face right now.
Okay, so Class is in Session with Angela, Tommy, Tasha, and Ghost. My first question is, how did Angela get the cult into the school?
She's the cops, man.
That's what I'm saying. She, you know, she's just...
Tasha tells Angela Terry Silver is back and he's asking questions. He showed up at the hotel this morning apologizing for disappearing, said that he thought I was lying about Ghost, but now he knows that I wasn't. I told him to get the fuck away from me. Angela says, is he still in love with you? Tasha says, what does that matter? Angela says, Tasha, we're all in danger. I don't know exactly why he's back, but we may need Terry Silver on the side, so I need you to keep him close. Then she looks down at her boobs and says, by any means necessary. Tasha says, yeah, I understand. Keep fucking him until you tell me to stop.
You know what? Shout out to Courtney Kemp. Right. Shout out to Courtney Kemp, who will be here a little bit later.
Great writing.
Because that line, the fact that she came with, was that season one or season two?
It was like season two, season three, when she said keep fucking.
No, it had to have been like one or two, right?
At least two, yeah.
Something like that, where she, that line was so popular, and not that she brought it back for popular's, you know, for, you know, popularity's
and
sake,
I kinda
but.
I thought that line that it was going to
come
back.
It was just ironic that she used it on her. I mean, that was such a dope line. It really was.
After she said that, I wrote in my notes, I said, ain't that some shit? So Tasha and Ghost are still married, and Ghost's current girlfriend, maybe ex, depending on what day it is, tells her to keep fucking now her ex-boyfriend, Terry.
Yeah. Right?
Ain't that something?
What goes around comes around, man.
Yeah.
So,
for real.
Class is in session. So Tommy finds his Ziploc bag of weed that was still under the desk.
Oh, ain't no way that weed is still there, but obviously they put that in there, so I just thought that was funny.
The way he hid it, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Gotcha in the booth. I do know that it doesn't expire, right? It's still good. So
it's got some time on it. It's got some time on it.
Yeah, it's got 20 years, he said. Yeah, probably it's a little stale, like that. You know what I'm saying?
So Tasha and Angela, they enter the classroom. Tommy pulls out his gun because he's always ready to kill somebody.
Always
Tasha
ready to
says,
kill somebody.
What the fuck? Why you bring me here? Tasha says, calm down. She actually brought us. And so then they're all sitting on the desk while
Angela's Angela, breaking it down.
While Angela goes on the chalkboard and then she starts breaking it down. Mm-hmm. She says they wonder if she had a wire. Ghost wanted to check her and they was like, no, not you. So she doesn't have a wire. And so now she goes into this whole thing about how she goes into
the whole RICO case.
Yeah, the whole RICO case. And
in that scene, I just thought it was really, really funny. First of all, Tommy, he just brings so much life to that scene and just to the show. But he's sitting there almost like a kid. He's about to roll his joint or whatever. And then he writes his note. You know what I'm saying? Which, honestly, I guess maybe this is all some foresight, right?
Yes.
If you think about all that, there's three different scenes where, you know, it involves Tommy and Angie, right? So he really wanted to get rid of her.
But Tommy has wanted to get rid of her
for a very long time.
For a couple of seasons now.
And just the way that he disrespects her when he called her a bitch to her face.
For sure. He doesn't, I mean, but this is clear. This is not about respect. This is about keeping us out of jail.
Yeah.
The fact that he pulled out his gun when she walks in the room and questioned Tasha, why did you bring her here? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Says a lot. Like, I don't respect her and I'll take her out at any moment. Yeah. You know?
Absolutely. So she's breaking down all the possibilities. Meanwhile, the task force is also having the same conversations that the two of them are having. So Angela is... Okay. We're ready whenever you are. So the task force is now having the same conversation talking about how the four of them, if they don't talk, they don't have anything. So now they have to go and they have to go after people. So they have to go after Proctor. They have to go after anybody by any means necessary. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so then later on we... Hey, Courtney!
Courtney!
Courtney's in the building!
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey. Wonderful. How are you?
Good. I can't see you.
Okay.
But we can see you. We can see and hear you.
So this is... Okay, so the way that the system is set up is... the fans, the chat room, we can all see you. We can all hear you. But you can't see us. So
okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll just look at the shoulder of this nice man in the control room.
Okay. So, Courtney, the first question that we have to ask you before we even get to that, what is going on with these freaking leaks? This is, like, I know how pissed off you are because I'm pissed off. This is the second season in a row where it's getting leaked. And I just want to, you know, just say I'm sorry. I understand why it happens, but... I just want to let you speak on it.
Okay. So let me speak on it. Let's see. I don't want to say anything that's going to get me in trouble with my job. But what I will say is it is very difficult to work really hard on something and trust that the people that you trust them to take care of your person
Right.
or your thing. And then it goes a different way.
So is this somebody from within your team that must have leaked it
no,
out?
No. It was no.
Okay. You want to say
what's up? What's up, Michael?
Hey,
what up? What's good, Mike?
So can I just say something to AKA Francis? Why come back, Michael J.
Let's, Francis.
Okay, bro, so. Bro. When I saw a preview of you with a gun, I was like, oh boy.
What's he like?
He's not going to do anything with this gun. But I said a couple weeks ago, Francis talks too much, but you running your mouth was the best thing you could ever did, because you saved Tommy. You saved the whole gang from Dre taking everybody down. So I want to say, we would like to say thank you to 2-Bit Francis for running your mouth.
For real. Because one of the dopest scenes when, you know, I guess we'll get to that soon. But one of the dopest scenes is when you guys were all going after Dre. I mean, it was like the whole crew there.
Yeah, that was
awesome. Yeah.
But I've got a problem because nobody shot Dre, so, but that's my personal
thing. I shot him in the leg. What are you talking about?
Just got him. You grazed him. You grazed him.
Like, oh, right?
It's on point.
I'll show you how to I'll show 2-Bit how to shoot a gun better, because I could have, like, okay, so.
All right,
fam. Okay.
We heard you.
Yes.
I'm back in LA. We're going to go to the gun range.
All right, gotcha. All right. Okay, so speaking of that, why is Dre so impossible to kill?
Yeah, like, he dodged death about 3 times.
Because he's a snitch. Rats are hard to kill. That's what it is.
Rats are hard to kill.
My answer would be that, I think I said it this way before, but this really is true. Halfway through the season, Dre actually became useful to people. They started to actually need him. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there were opportunities for Ghost to just clip him, but by that time, Ghost was like, I need this fool to do something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, that's why. It's because in order to die, you need somebody to actually want to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other piece of it is that had Tasha and Tariq not had their plan to kill Kanan, Dre would have gotten killed. Ghost and Tommy were meeting up to do that in episode 8. It just so happened that Tasha had another plan to save her son. So, you know, it's not like we didn't flirt with it, and it's not like it didn't almost happen. Mm-hmm. I think people, I understand why people are like, let's just kill Dre. But in the end of the day, Dre became less of a threat and more, because there were other things that were more difficult. Yeah, he was useful. Yeah, definitely.
I thought it was very interesting. We've seen Ghost kind of he was empowered at one point, and then he sort of lost everything. And then we saw the power taken away from him. And we're kind of seeing that same thing with Dre. I just think that's very interesting. And now, since Dre was considered Ghost 2.0, we know that Tariq is kind of like a Ghost 3.0. So is Tariq at some point, are we going to see him? We're seeing him right now grow in power. Is there at some point, are we going to see that same type of thing happen with him where he's losing it?
Well, the thing is, Tariq is having it in the opposite direction. So these guys were gangsters and then lost everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Tariq actually lost Sean. Yeah. Then he lost his parents being together. Then he lost, well, no, that was in the opposite direction. He lost his parents being together, so his home broke up. He lost Sean, and then he lost his sister, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then he just lost Kanan, too. So he actually has lost everything. In episode 9, he actually says to them, I'm the one who took the loss so y'all could win, mm-hmm. right? So it's a little bit like, I don't know. I think Tariq is not going to have the level of devastation that we saw come to pass with Ghost and Dre, because he's actually had more devastation than anyone on the show.
Wow.
If you just think about, just in and of itself, when a family breaks up, what happens to the kids, but then he's also faced so much death, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So essentially, he's like numb.
I think he needs his own spinoff.
Are you done?
What do y'all think? He's really good. So
really?
That's
you know what? I will take a spin.
One Michael bigging up another Michael. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I think at some. But I mean, honestly speaking, I do think that at some point, because I do think, and I'm not being petty, but I do think that power will eventually have to, you know, end sometime. But I do think Tariq having his own spinoff, that's not a bad idea.
Oh, I think he'd be able to carry it too.
I think so too. But anyway, moving forward.
We digress.
So much trouble.
Okay.
All right. Jimmy, look, fam, you're not being petty. Yes, we all know the show is going to end at some point. Yeah. And that's not being petty. That's just reality. Yeah. I've said that in a number of interviews. So that just is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Courtney, I've got a question for you. Jimmy V here. I was not here when you visited the studio. So what up, Mike? So first things first, you are fantastic. Love the show.
Thank you.
You mentioned at the end of this episode that you initially wrote for Ghost to kill Angela. So I was wondering, how did you have that plan on going down?
Okay, so here's the thing. Superhero rules. You guys know what superhero rules are?
No.
Okay. So superhero rules are something that we talk about a lot in the writer's room, and most writer's rooms do talk about that. But superhero rules are like this. So if you have – does everybody see Infinity War?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So in the hierarchy of things, Thor has to come last and kind of try to kick Thanos' ass, because Thor is the biggest and the most strong, and, like, you know, it all has to come down to that. So if you guys remember in Age of Ultron, they're all joking around how no one can lift the hammer.
Yeah.
And then Vision hands the hammer to Thor later in it, and we're like, oh, snap, Vision can lift the hammer? Mm-hmm. I know this is obscure. My point is, I'm a nerd.
I'm following.
You have to have the superhero rules are that the superheroes have to match in power when they match up, okay? So when you have, who can kill Angela? It would be completely unsatisfying if, like, say, 2-Bit killed Angela.
Right, right.
Or if, why do you care about it? You don't care about Angela. I barely know who she is.
You might want to see that.
But what would be satisfying is Ghost having to kill Angela in order to preserve his good name. For me, the idea that he had to kill his own dream is something that I thought would be really, really cool. It just so happened that we were obsessed with Strangers on a Train, and we ended up in Crisscross. Do you guys know that movie, Strangers on a Train?
No.
I don't know.
But I'll look it up.
Oh, my God. Brush up on your Hitchcock, people.
Okay. All right.
So Strangers on a Train is basically it's a Hitchcock movie. You should all go see it. But it's
classic.
It's too... two guys meet on a train and they decide to kill each other's wives. Okay. Oh. And the idea is that if it's a random person, you won't get caught. And so we did some of that then with Tommy and Ghost. So in other words, instead of having Ghost kill Teresi and Ghost kill Angela, we ended up with Ghost having Tommy kill Teresi and Tommy shooting Angela. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that
makes sense. And so, but the intention was for Tommy to go and kill Ghost, and then Angela saw the gun coming and she got in the way.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Tommy was aiming at Ghost.
Okay.
I couldn't follow for a second, but I came back. I got it.
So speaking of Ghost, Courtney, where did the decision go to become this better person? Did he just say, I'm going to put that on hold real quick and handle this business and I'll get back to that? Or are we still going to see this better Ghost at some point?
Well, he just doesn't want to go to jail. That never changed. I mean, he's not running around shooting people. If Angela had actually been the witness and had said, yes, Jamie, I'm testifying against you, you're going to jail, I don't know that she would have walked out of that alive, necessarily. But real talk, I mean, and much to some of the fans' chagrin, Ghost hasn't been running around killing people since episode 2. He hasn't really been doing much of that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, even when he was supposed to kill Diego, he got Kanan to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that hasn't gone away. Ghost's focus is still the same as it always was. It's just that he's dirty and underhanded, which is not a surprise. He was always like that. The nightclub business in and of itself is not, you know, it's not like running a charity.
Yeah.
So Ghost was never going to be, you know, how to put this, motivated by good and right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So speaking of Ghost and not killing anyone since episode 2, can you tell us a breakdown? I was a little surprised to see how it wasn't a flashback, but it was revealed later when Ghost was having the conversation with Angela that he actually grabs him and he chokes him, but we don't see the, you know, we don't see the actual ending of it. So I was a little surprised by that because I know that you don't really like to do kind of flashbacks, although it really wasn't a flashback, but it was just revealed later. So is he dead?
Oh, Silver is dead.
Is he?
Cool.
Well, there's that.
Cool.
Wait a minute, Courtney.
Brother going to the U.S. Open?
He had a brother go to the U.S. Open. You're ridiculous. He's dead,
with the
shorts on? Oh, my gosh. He's dead.
Yes, Silver's dead. He's dead.
Okay. Wow.
That's really shocking. Well,
he's really dead. Like was that unclear?
No, I was not certain about it.
A lot of people weren't certain because the scene cut as he was still breathing, kind of surviving for his life. We didn't see the actual. You know, when a person has their last breath and they go. We didn't see that with Terry, so we thought that there was a possibility that that happened. And Ghost wasn't wearing any gloves.
You will learn next season what Ghost did with the body, all those things, they will all come to pass, but he's dead.
Okay, I need some Holy Ghost music. I need to shout real quick. Oh yes, he's dead. Woo! I'm so excited.
Loki thought it was a sleeper hold, so okay. I understand you.
Wow, okay, so he's dead.
You are really, really shocked.
I'm really, really shocked about that.
Bam, you know, but we all know Bam is shocked because Bam is actually the ninth member of my writer's room.
and has already come
up with all the endings for everything. So that is probably why Bam is shocked, because he wasn't in the writer's room the day we decided to kill Silver.
Yeah, I missed that one. I was doing something else.
And had you killed Silver off? Have you said that yet this season?
Probably. I said that he needed to go.
Okay.
Speaking of this,
so Bam, do you approve? I guess the question.
Like, clearly question he does, Bam, Courtney. Clearly he does.
That's my fault. My bad, Bam.
I absolutely approve. I asked Joseph.
I'll text him next time I decide to kill somebody. Okay. I appreciate that.
I was asking when Joseph was on earlier. I asked him who's killed more people between Ghost and Tommy. And Joseph said that Ghost has killed more bodies.
Well, it used to be... Okay, so this is what's actually funny. When we used to do... When we did the count, the last time we did the, like, person-to-person count, which was season three, Ghost had outpaced Tommy by a little bit. However, Ghost started killing less people. So when he started killing less people and Tommy kept his rate of death a little higher, I think they might be even now. But it was all... Because Ghost, you know, if you guys remember, in 210, Ghost kills a lot of people in episode 210. Everybody. And he killed some henchmen. He killed Drifty. He killed Vladimir. Yeah, Ghost has killed a lot of people.
Has Tasha ever killed anybody?
No.
Okay.
Ooh, is Tasha going to kill somebody?
I hear something. I hear it.
Sorry about it. But, you know.
It's time for her to
get to represent in all fields.
Time for her to catch a body.
It's time for her to get her hands dirty. I think she needs to. Go ahead.
So there's a question in the live chat from KK Lopez. She said, why did you guys decide not to play any music after Angela's death? Because they did play music after Reyna's death, who was probably the most important or innocent character on the show.
Oh, the two things aren't related. I understand why she's saying that. Okay. The truth about the way we had to edit the Reyna death is that we had to make... We just didn't have... we had to construct the end of that show in a way that the audience really understood she was dead. So the music actually allows the audience to really understand. So if you remember, the lyric is, don't say the word forever. And it's on Tariq and his face because we're trying to communicate. She's gone. There's nothing else going on.
Yeah.
The Angela shooting is not a death.
Okay.
There isn't a version of music that would be as effective there as the silence was.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
How many takes did you guys have to do for Ghost's his holler, his shriek, that scream? How many takes was that?
His King Kong scream.
That we didn't rehearse that. That was, it actually reminded me a lot of when in episode 209, when Ghost yells go.
Oh.
It's definitely a gear that Omari has, and it's spontaneous. I don't think that he plans it, but then it's just effective, so we keep it.
Wow,
that is a meme waiting to happen. I'm sure it's all pretty full around you.
Yeah, we're seeing Lakeisha turn up. Her character is turning up. Her storyline is turning up.
Shout out to Lala.
She's definitely doing it, and I kind of wondered, actually, after I thought about it some time, I watched the episode multiple times, and I was thinking, is she, like, really kind of manipulating this entire story to get everybody to kill one another, or, like, you know, everybody to turn on one another so she could just walk free? No,
unfortunately, that's not actually what's happening. It's funny, there was a whole thing on social media, which I know I should stay off of, about how she must be an undercover cop. Mm-hmm. None of that is true.
I don't know about that.
Keisha is somebody who, we're trying to demonstrate what happens when you get in over your head with the wrong people. Okay. So, yeah.
Courtney, is it possible, because we just asked Joseph the same question, Lakeisha and Tommy versus Ghost and Tasha, is that possible?
I don't want to talk about season 6, y'all.
Oh, yeah, we're here, baby. What's up, Mike?
That is possible. How about that? That's possible. Okay. It's possible. However, the bond between Tasha and Tommy is very strong. Oh. So it's not as clean as all that.
Okay.
Speaking of possible, how is it that Keisha and Tasha have been friends for 20 years and she has never met Kanan?
What do you mean?
Meaning that if they've all been friends for so long and Kanan, you know, has been around in the earlier years, he basically taught Tommy taught Tommy and Ghost how to be drug dealers and so forth. I would just assume that, you know, being that he knows Tasha's cooking, I would just assume that maybe they've all ate at Thanksgiving or something.
I'm not entirely sure if, I mean, I get what you're trying to get at, but I feel like that's one of those trap questions, because the truth is, if you don't always hang out with your boyfriend's friends, first of all, but if you do, you don't always bring a girlfriend. I'm not quite sure. Let's see. 10 years ago, they put him in jail. So, and Lakeisha's son is around 10 years old. I'm not sure what Keisha was up to in that time period, but I'm going to tell you right now, it probably wasn't anything good, because Keisha's a round-the-way girl. I mean, I don't know, Bam. That's one of those, like, think-too-hard kind of moments for me where I'm like, I don't know. Okay. I don't have an answer for that. So in your version of the show, they know each other, I guess.
Quick question, Courtney. How did...
Oh, wait a minute. Actually, I do have an answer for that.
Okay.
In order for Lakeisha to be naive about the true nature of Ghost and Tommy, she has to not know so much about their drug organization. Mm-hmm. So the actual answer to that, now that I think about that, is that Tasha is not going to bring Lakeisha around someone who would obviously be all out in the open about what her man is doing. Mm. Lakeisha's allowed to know some, but not all.
Gotcha.
Makes sense. Can you tell us how Tommy knew where Ghost and Angela, where they were at the end?
Great question.
Oh, that's a really good question. Okay, so we at one point had a scene where Tommy went to Ghost's apartment and Ghost was leaving.
Okay.
And so he just followed him, but we just couldn't shoot it.
Okay. Mm.
Okay, got it. Speaking of Keisha and Tasha and their relationship, so Keisha has clearly had enough, and we see in the episode where Tasha goes to Lakeisha and basically says, "Are you going to keep playing dumb?" Or something. She said, "Are you going to keep your mouth closed?" Mm-hmm. That triggered a moment for Keisha where she was like, "Really? Seriously, after all that I've done for
really
you?
Really, bitch?
Yeah.
That's what that's really what, yeah. So I just wanted to get you guys' thoughts on that and if Courtney had anything in regards to say for that moment where Keisha finally had enough. But then after that, Tasha then texts Tommy and says, You need to come get your girl in line.
Yeah, and Courtney, can you give us some insight to as to when that started to happen between their relationship? So we know that Tasha has been, you know, she's got a lot going on. She's, you know, obviously for a while now with the killing of Raina and all that. But how long has Tasha not been writing for Lakeisha in Lakeisha's eyes?
Well, Lakeisha didn't know that in top of episode 302 that Tasha was starting to run drugs through her shop. She didn't know. That happened behind her back, remember?
Yeah.
And she almost lost the shop because the feds were all up in her business. She had no idea. So ever since Tasha basically stole her business out from under her and turned it into a drug front, she and Keisha have had some problems. Remember, Tasha offers her money, you know, to go away. I mean, it's been a minute in story time. Mm-hmm. It's been a minute. It's been since the end of season 3.
Okay, so speaking of story time, we had a question inside the live chat. What is the time frame exactly from season 1 to now?
Oh, it is blessedly short, unfortunately, because we have to do so many pickups. So let me tell you guys what happened. So the first season of the show, I didn't want to come straight back. I didn't want to do a direct pickup. And Chris Albrecht, who's my boss at Starz, was like, audiences hate that when they miss stuff. They don't want to miss anything. So you have to do a direct pickup. And so he kept putting the pressure on us to do direct pickups. And of course, the first year I fought it. And then I don't think I fought it hard enough. And I'll tell you why. Because now, technically, it's been 4.5-5 months in the whole life of the show, which is, one, a very long winter. But, two, now Tariq is – I mean, Michael Rainey Jr. is going to be 18 in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So it's – you know, definitely the storytelling, the verisimilitude had to suffer because of all the direct pickups. That said, the show is exciting, and people like when it comes directly back. And they feel like they haven't missed anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Chris was right and I was right. Mm-hmm. And the two things, unfortunately, he's the boss. So you do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. And then also we see that John Mock, he grabs his box. He gets the flower off the desk.
I was not feeling that.
And he got the hell out of there.
He just skated.
I hate to be so blunt, but is he gone? I mean, well, is he really not dead? Well, he's not dead. He's not. But it for some people, it seemed odd that he's been like this hellraiser with sex. And then he decides to have a moment where he's like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm done. Why did he have that moment?
He was fed up with all the bullshit, mm-hmm. and he had his own career that he wanted to, and Angela had arranged for him to get that job, if you remember.
Yeah.
So he was like, I'm gonna do me. He was always about doing him, mm-hmm. you know? So he just did him. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so great about that scene. He's like, bye, Sax. And Sax is like, come on, man, you know, let's keep the band together. Mm-hmm. But you, in the reel of it, you can't always keep actors on the show, you know? You can't always, if that makes sense.
Another question from the chat room from Sassy Sista, I think that's how you say your name. Is Tate more than just a politician?
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
Well, I can expand for that. I don't even know the girl.
Yeah, she just had a basic question.
But I would imagine.
She had a basic question?
No, it's not like that.
It
didn't
mean like basic like that.
Not like that. Not simple.
Can we laugh at that, please? She had a basic question.
Courtney, stop.
I mean, that's hilarious right
there.
No,
that is funny. Go ahead, Bam.
I think just how he came at Ghost at the end of the finale in season 4, he seems to be someone who is not, you know, very clean. And then also when John Mock pulled him to the side and says, I know the audit from the books at Club Truth.
That just seemed like he was more of a dirty politician than something else.
He's an embezzler. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Did you guys go ahead?
I wanted to go a little bit into Ghost and Proctor because we've seen a change in Proctor. Proctor seems to be fed up with a lot. And last week in episode 9, we see him go hard at Ghost after the wire situation. And and he says, Angela is the problem. Mm-hmm. She's going to turn on you. So we see Proctor again in this episode, and he's still throwing it that Angela is the one. Angela is the one. Ghost says no. So I just wanted to get some insight on Proctor, because there still is the laptop, and everyone seems safe now, but I just wanted to get.
Can we very quickly piggyback off of that from Kwame? He asked, will Proctor continue to be the same role he's always played to Ghost, and will his Italian side of the family serve Ghost, Tommy, or both?
Well, it's interesting because people ask me all these questions that are basically spoilers, and I think it's like I'm not going to answer any of them. Right. So I'm not going to say what's going to happen, because that doesn't really make any sense. Bam, I didn't really understand. I think the question that you're asking is, will Proctor stay loyal?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. And so the answer is that Proctor has, as many of us do, a child. Mm-hmm. And when your child comes into play, there's not a lot of other people who can really get in between you and that, if you're a certain kind of parent, which he is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as long as the feds are pulling on him with his kid, Ghost and Tommy will be in danger from him. That is as simple as it is. Now, I don't know what that means for his future, but what I will say is that if you cross Ghost or Tommy, what usually happens to you?
Dead. You get bodied.
Dead.
And I will also say this, because Ghost and Tommy are not hanging out so much anymore at the end of this season, he might end up crossing one and not the other. Mm. Which might mean that one of them has to protect him.
Mm. Yo, Mike is that biggest hype man.
Yeah. I hope you guys are having fun watching this.
Definitely.
We are, absolutely. I also want to go back to the Maria Suarez story, which I thought was pretty brilliant to bring that back when we saw... Oh.
They fought me so hard.
Really? Why?
Because they were like, no one's going to remember her. And yeah. I was like, the real fans will remember her. Mm-hmm. And everyone who's at home watching with a real fan. So the non-fans were like, who's she? Right. The real fan is going to press pause and be like, come on, nigga. You've been watching since the beginning. I'm done with you. That's Maria. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I just was like, it's going to be good for the fan. It's a reward for the fans who have hung in there, you know?
I think it's what I also think is great about their storyline is you pretty much... all of Ghost and Tommy's goon squad, they're all gone. Victor, Victor's gone. The only one that's gone is... The tall guy who's the comedian, he's the only one left from that whole squad. What's his name?
Original squad?
Yeah, the original squad.
I'm trying to find out.
He's
right
the
now.
Comedian, tall Black guy.
Grimace. Oh, Kevin? Kevin Mason, right?
Black Grimace.
Black Grimace, yes.
Okay, Grimace is the only one that's around from back in the day. So Victor was the one who actually took Maria to wherever she went. Mm-hmm. Victor's gone, so Victor is really the only one who can possibly save or figure out, but now that he's gone, I feel like now that they're all in the clear, this Maria Suarez is what's keeping Ghost from his dream of running the club.
Mm-hmm. Well, now it's so interesting because what we like to call Maria is the original sin, but she's a reverse original sin because it's the first good thing he did. And so now it's like, was that a good thing or was that not a good thing? So we're going to see Maria. We're going to see a lot of Maria in season 6.
Okay.
I'm so curious, Courtney. We've talked about this a little bit, probably even a lot. You had the idea for Power a long time ago. You knew what the end game was, but how are you creating this, literally episode by episode? Is this all something that you had already thought about, or does it come up like that? Like, okay, it's time to start moving in that direction, or I don't know if I'm being quite clear. Just, I know that you had the entire show as a whole in mind, but episode by episode, are you just creating these storylines with the other writers to get to that end game?
Of course.
She's a genius.
Yeah. She is, though, Mike, for real.
That is very kind. Francis is being very kind. But, no, it's... yeah, I mean, the episode by episode, the process is like, we come in, we think of a theme for the season, we arc out what all the characters are going to do. Each episode has a theme. Each episode is assigned to a writer. The writer writes the outline. They also write the script. I come through. I do my pass. We refine during the table read phase with the actors get the scripts. But in terms of coming up with each individual episode, no, it doesn't really work like that because we are a team. So we're in the writer's room together, you know, breaking the episodes. Do I know where it has to go? Yes. I had a journalist ask me, and it really made me mad. I mean, really, I really lost my temper. Mm. He said, "Do you regret killing Kanan?" And I was like, "What are you talking about? This has been the plan from the beginning." Mm. Like, no, I don't regret executing my plan. Mm. Like, I don't understand what you're talking about. You know, you go like, I don't know. I was so heated behind that because I was like, this is all deliberate. It's not, and it also takes years of planning and years of, you know, and writing and, you know, 50 and I arcing out exactly how it has to go and all those things. And it's like, I mean, no, everything that is done on the show is deliberate. Yeah. We don't make, like, it's no quick decisions. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know if that answers your question. Yeah, not.
You know,
but it's not like I come in the writer's room every year and I go, here are what all the episodes are. Mm-hmm. I just say, this is the direction we're going. And these are the big plot points that we have to hit. How can we make it the most interesting?
Yeah.
I too got a little upset with people because people made a big deal when Kanan died saying, you know, I can't believe 50 would just allow himself to kill himself. And I said, wait a minute. This show was created. The name says Courtney Kemp.
Bam. I love you, Bam. So, No. It's not as simple as that, though. Because what people want is for the show not to change because they just want to watch the same episode again and again, and they love Kanan. What's nice, though, is that people forgot how much they hated Kanan back when they hated him. Mm-hmm. Remember when he was, like, the big bad guy?
Yeah.
And everyone was like, he's got to die, he's got to get killed, all that.
Listen. 50 wants to direct, and you can't act and direct. He's one or the other.
Okay. Are you guys still there?
Yeah. We're still here. We just have a couple more questions and then we're going to let you go. Do we have any? Okay. So a couple things that's outside of the show is when you were here last time, we got such a huge response. I got text messages. I got DMs. I got phone calls. People were so inspired by your presence of being here, giving advice for upcoming people who aspire to be in the same position that you are. And I just wanted to tell you personally how thankful we are. And the fans were extremely thankful for you being here and for just all the knowledge and everything that you were able to give insight to, because, you know, that doesn't happen a lot, you know, with some other shows. And so the fans were just really, really thankful for that. And I just wanted to let you know that that the world loves you.
Oh, that's very, very sweet. I don't know that the world loves me. I have a lot of tweets that would tell you the opposite. But by the way, I apologize. I'm a little distracted. Mm-hmm. I apologize. Mm-hmm. My phone is blowing up. Mm-hmm. See, I think one of my fans said to me recently, so are you going to take a break now? And I'm like, no, I'm actually just starting season 6. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like everything things are blowing up right now while we're literally talking. So I apologize for being a little bit distracted. Mm-hmm. But like my phone is like on fire right now because we're trying to deal with so many things starting up the season. So I appreciate that. That's very kind, Bam. But it's, you know, I just am glad to be able to be a Black woman and doing this job and representing and trying to hold it down for single moms everywhere. Yeah. Trying to hold it down for writers.
Another thing, and I wouldn't normally ask this, but even on the questions, when we do the hashtag Ask Courtney, there's a lot of actors who want me to ask you, how can they get on Power? Todd Anthony.
No, no, no. You guys seen that episode of Atlanta where they're like, put me on. No, I'm not trying to be funny. No. I'm really not trying to be funny. I want to take this seriously. Like people, it's like any other show. Mm-hmm. Like if you were somebody who was out there acting and you have like agents and all that stuff, you can be submitted. If you are in New York and you and you go through extras casting and start to build your background.
That's how I came up.
But like you can't. I the whole idea that you would just like DM somebody and be like, "Put me on Power," like right. that isn't how it. It would no. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, we actually don't do it that way. We don't think of an actor and then write a part. We write parts, mm-hmm. and then people audition for them like any other show. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to me, but I just had to ask because people ask me, can I put them on Power? And I'm like,
but I mean, look, I'm trying to keep neutral face mm-hmm. because yeah. I don't want anyone to think that I'm making fun of or disrespecting their drive or their mm-hmm. desire. It just so happens that you have to, like, there are a lot of people who are like, well, I should be on Power, but I Ooh. Am working here or there or whatever. And it's like, you have to take the leap. You have to move to LA or you have to move to New York. Unfortunately, there are all these sacrifices that people have to make. You have to take the leap of faith on your talent. Mm-hmm. There's no there version where you don't take a leap of faith. So you have to kind of, I mean, everybody, every single one of us who's an artist quit our day job at one point or another, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Went, oh shit, I don't have a day job now. This better work.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think it's more, I'm not making fun of anybody's dream. And I think people, what is it? My friend said, closed mouths don't get fed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Facts. If you can go through and hit me in the DMs and say, can you put me on Power? The amount of time you could have taken to do that and work on your resume or work on your craft or get yourself, you know what I mean? There are other ways you could Absolutely. Do that mm-hmm. and expend that energy. If you want to be a television writer, you should be writing.
Yeah.
You should be
every day.
Like, mm-hmm. you know, so that's all I'm saying is like work. You know what I mean? I see Robin interviewing people all the time. And I remember when I used to interview people and it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard mm-hmm. work. Mm-hmm. And it's like people are like, I want to be on TV, but it takes a lot to be on TV. It takes a lot to be where you guys are. You know what I mean? It takes a lot. You got to stick with it. Mm-hmm. So it's not that I'm making fun of anybody. I just actually really want people to go and work on the craft. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's well said.
Also, if you work on being a great actor, you'll end up on a show.
You sure will.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sit down, Mike.
The Tamika.
I'm joking around. I'm joking
Courtney,
around.
The Tamika character, and I've said this to you before. If Courtney, I feel like if Courtney Kemp was ever an actress, I see Tamika. If I saw Courtney as an actress, I think Tamika and how she.
You're a writer.
I'm just saying, if you were ever to act,
she would be that type of character.
You would be that type of character because that Tamika's on play. Yeah. She come in, she come in with the pearl necklace.
right.
She don't play. And when I see Tamika, I envision you if you were to be an actress.
I am not. Oh, it's funny because Quincy Bernstein, who plays Tamika, went to college with me.
Mm-hmm.
She's a great actress and she carries a lot of presence, but. No, I think all the characters are me, mm-hmm. first of all. I think I'm probably more...
Ghost?
I'm probably more ghost at my worst. Hmm. And probably some Holly. Mm-hmm. Gosh. Yeah, I mean, they're all me in mm-hmm. different ways. If I had the balls to do it, I would probably wrap some people in bubble wrap and throw them off the ceiling. But I mean, I think, you know, in terms of the just like the amount of emotional hurt and hope, you know, in equal amounts, there's some parts of me that are like Ghost and Angela, which is like, I'm damaged, but I want to get back up and I want to believe in the dream and I want to take the leap and I want to jump in and I want to, you know, I want to love. And then there's the parts of me that are more pragmatic. And Tasha is probably the most pragmatic character that we have. Yep. So, you know, I think they're all me, but Tamika's probably the least like me, mm-hmm. to tell you the truth, because if I were Tamika, I would have been like, you know, Angela, I just caught you in a lie. You need to bounce immediately. I don't like it when people lie or cheat. That's like a big thing with me. Mm-hmm. I don't like liars or cheaters. So I probably would, I wouldn't take as much crap as Tamika has taken from Angela.
Okay. And so I know you don't like to talk about season 6, but like you said, you guys start shooting. You guys start shooting next Wednesday and or next week, excuse me. And so, you know, I keep my head to the streets. So I know you guys are shooting season 6. So do you want to say anything that you just, you know, do you want to say anything? We're shooting season 6.
We're, yeah. Not so much, right?
Season 6 will be very good.
Okay.
Awesome. are we going to see...
Here's what I would say about Season 6. I think people are going to be surprised by how many of the iconic characters and objects we destroy.
Okay. Mm. Okay, so... I get that, and that was my prediction that you guys are going to start offing people off more often, because like I said before, I don't see this show going on much longer, and I think, like you said, with Power, you have to start wiping people out, and so I totally see that.
Hold on.
Yes. What up?
Stop it. Okay. Stay over there. Bam. Bam. I've already said in public that the show is ending. Mm-hmm. So that's not a revelation. Yeah, that's just what it is. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, how soon is it ending? That I can't say.
Oh, absolutely.
But we are, once we killed Kanan off the show, everyone had to know we were in, you know, somewhat of the final countdown.
Okay.
I'm interested to see 50 Cent. He'll be directing one of the episodes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exciting. 603. Did you have MC Light in mind for that?
Oh, I completely forgot about it. Yeah.
Yeah, for Silver's attorney.
No, actually, you know what? She's a working actress. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So when I wrote the part, I was thinking of someone more like a slightly different archetype in my head. I was thinking more like CCH Pounder, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
But then MC Light's name came up, and I just thought it was great to bring her through. So
okay.
Nice.
The final thing before we let you go is just, again, the final moment with the death of Angela.
Or the shooting
She's
of
not
Angela.
Dead.
I'm sorry. The shooting. But it did feel a little like who shot JR. Like, it was a moment where it's like we see her shot in the heart. Is she not? I mean, I know in interviews you said that she's not dead, but I just wish that, like...
She's not dead. You wish that it was the version that you were writing, Bam.
No.
You always want me to write your version.
You know what? Well said, and I'm going to shut up on that note. That's right. I'm going to just shut up and watch the show. That's it.
So Joseph said that
No, I mean, when you say I wish it was, people wish I did a lot of things.
I know.
It's how we ended the season. I don't know. She's not dead yet. What do you want from me?
Well said, and you know what? I like when I'm checked, because, you know, that you're right. Shut up.
So, yep. Okay. Yeah. So that was good. That's good. Joseph just said that this was his very favorite season finale. How about you?
They're all very special, but this season finale I wrote with Gabriella Uribe, which is my assistant. She was my assistant my first 2 years on Power. And then she's worked her way up the ranks. And I'm so proud of her, mm-hmm. because she's turned into such a remarkable writer.
Phenomenal.
And I think in some ways this is the most special to me. In terms of the fun of watching it, though, I don't know that this episode was as fun as 310, which I think was a really fun episode to watch.
Oh, okay.
For me, this episode, I was standing up. I was like on eggshells, because all the alliances that were forming and having, I was, my nerves were wrecked, seriously, and a lot of people's were, because it was just so, it was that good to where we were on pins and needles, regardless if you had knew about the leak or not, but just the thought of something is about to go down and you can feel it all, watching it.
Especially the scene of Tommy, Tasha, and Angela inside the kitchen. That was
pretty deep there.
Yeah, it was. All right, so if we don't have any more questions, we are going to let you go, because we know you are working on season 6, and we don't want to hold you up for...
Well, no, you know what? Okay, so can I just respond to something, though, quick?
Okay.
Bam, I really appreciate that you were having that, like, stand-up reaction. That is, like, that means the world to me, because ultimately what we're trying to do is entertain. At the end of the day, people say a lot of vaunted stuff about, like, oh, I'm an artist and all this, and I am an artist, but actually art and commerce come together in television, and what you want people to do is, if they're paying for it, they should have a great experience. So when you say that, it means a lot to me. I really appreciate that. I appreciate our fans so much, because we work hard for the fans. We do it for the fans, and we do it for the crew, And, you know, we just appreciate everything that everybody gives back to us. So that's really kind. I really appreciate it.
And that, and then also definitely big ups for, you know, the elevation and the promotion of people. Gary just did an amazing job.
Oh, my God. Amazing. He absolutely killed it. But you know what? I think if you have a successful program, you get to see all different sides of people, and you get to, I either promote or I fire. This is the part that is like Tamika, bam, you're right. All bam was right. The part of me that is like Tamika is that I either, if you prove yourself to me, I will promote you. I always benefited from being promoted. And then, you know, I've been fired. I got fired from the Bernie Mac show. And firing teaches you something too. So mm-hmm. My whole thing is like, if you want to go, absolutely all good. But other than that, I do love to promote people. I love that because when people work hard for you, you should, work hard for them in return.
Absolutely. What was your role on the Bernie Mac? Ooh,
that's got some- oh, that was my first TV writing job. I was not good.
Okay. You were honest. Okay. Yeah. That's good to,
that's well, good to know. Look at you now. So yeah. There you go.
And speaking about your crew, I'm glad that you said that because I do notice. I remember when Sophia was here, she was she wasn't a writer just yet. I believe she was in the writer's room, but she didn't but anyway, my point is a lot of your staff members I've seen in the credits in earlier episodes where they are like we're in a position that wasn't as high now, and I just think it's so good. You can really tell that your cast and your crew in particular, you guys are really close, and you can tell that they work their asses off just based off of how they're all elevated to higher positions.
Well, no, we try. I mean, we try to make sure that people feel good about their jobs and they enjoy it and they feel supported and they grow. That's so important. And I want to make more showrunners like me who are, you know, maybe of color or women or, you know, something, you know, people who are LGBT, people who are not, who may not get the opportunities in other places.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just want to say you rock. And we know that you guys are working very hard on season 6. And if we're in New York, we would love to stop by and visit.
I'm happy to have you. Okay.
Oh, definitely right. Trying to make it happen. So we appreciate you for coming on again, Courtney. I mean, because you have so much on your plate, and we just definitely appreciate you taking your time.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you for having me. Have a great night.
Shout out to Mike in the back.
Thank you, Courtney.
Francis.
Thank you so much. Shout out to Francis, too.
Have a great night.
Thanks for
the interview.
Thanks for your appearance. Nice. Bye, guys.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. Wow.
So dope.
What a night. So
so dope.
Is there anything that we have not covered?
I did want to shout out to AfterBuzzers, uh-huh. Just so you guys do know, our network producers. We do produce all different types of after shows over here, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be ESPN Talk Up TV.
Yes.
Damn it, I forgot to ask her about Alicia and Crystal Ball.
Okay.
But,
Well, they're locked up.
Yeah.
So listen, we have probably 15 minutes more in the show. Yeah. There's a lot that we want. I definitely want to talk about some of our favorite moments and things in this whole season. But I also, this is, I think, a great time to talk to some of these live chatters. We have 316 people in the live chat
they
right
lit
now.
Inside
so,
this.
Yes,
they
you
lit.
Guys are lit. Listen, I apologize for it. I cannot see every single question. I scroll up, I scroll down, trying to get some questions that are relevant because a lot of them are comments. But shout out to you guys because you always come through. Kenny, what's going on? Kwame, Nikki, Vista, Trista, if you're still there. Al Pearson. Person, I think. Queen Fisa, Reed Dalla, and there's so many of you guys. Mike Moultrie, thank you so much for, because I recognize you guys. Thank you for always coming in and, you know, adding to what we have on a weekly basis. So we'll shout out some more of you guys in a little bit.
And on Twitter, there's Nicole C. Always Talks to Us, TV Geek.
Yeah.
Romella Malone. I cannot pronounce his name, but I know he's a professional pilot. And it's A-D-J-U-A-Z-M Adama. He always drops very knowledgeable nuggets.
Yeah.
So there's so many of you guys on there, but while we're
thank you.
But while we're going into that, what is you guys' favorite storyline or character?
Yo, yeah. So this season obviously was crazy. My favorite character, obviously, I'm a huge hip hop fan, so I had to go with the appearance of Laces, also known as Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
And my reason was because he was actually dropping bars. If you were paying attention to his actual lines, he was spitting some truth, and I think I just thought that was dope that they were able to mix that in there.
You know what? I might have to pick it. I'm gonna let you have that. I actually really, really love that character coming on. I don't know that I can choose a favorite because they've all had such amazing scenes, amazing growth even in the show. I've seen such huge growth, even in Tasha and Lakeisha.
Yeah.
You know, they've all done a really good job. So I like where all of that is going. So I'm not gonna choose a favorite.
Do you guys have a favorite episode?
It's between 509 and 510 for me.
Okay. Mine's is 508.
Okay, and what about your favorite death?
Ooh.
I'm going to say I've had some favorite, like, deaths as far as, like, it's gory and stuff like that, you know, because I like that kind of thing. Like, ooh, I like that reaction when I give that reaction. I like it. When I'm like, ooh, you know, I like it. But I like Teresi, the way he went out like a G.
Okay.
With his chest up.
I was a huge fan of Teresi, Tommy, and Sammy when they went to go take care of the CO, Marshall, and they took out the power drill and they got him in the kneecaps and all that stuff. That still makes me squeamish and all that stuff. So.
Jill, who is still on vacation,
Shout out to Jill in Greece.
What's up, okay. Jill?
Santaria.
Yeah. She says she loves watching the evolution of Tariq into Ghost Point 3.0, and she liked that we saw Kanan be humanized in a way and seeing Tommy's desire for a family of his own. Her favorite line or scene is teach me that motherfucking game, Ghost. Mm-hmm. And then her favorite episode was 5 or 8, and then her favorite death is Kanan because it was a shock.
What about you, Ben?
I don't have a favorite.
Out of all people?
Favorite character or storyline? Well, actually, this season, my favorite character was actually Cooper Sacks because he's such a jerk.
Yeah.
But he's so funny the way that he does it.
Yeah.
I think it's so interesting how these actors are able to be sort of like dislikable or unlikable, rather, but so likable at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's just so interesting. So he's definitely that.
Bam, I'm gonna represent the chat room because they would say your favorite character is Tasha.
Yeah. But one of my favorite scenes was when Tommy, Tasha, and Ghost had the argument in the living room, as well as last night's scene where all four of them were in the classroom together. I just thought that was so cool to see them because they were really like kids in high school.
Exactly. Yeah.
As Angela was on the board, as she's giving this jargon that no one really understands except for sometimes, and they were in and out, and the passing of the notes, and Tommy wrote it on a crayon.
Yeah.
My favorite episode is probably... It's an 8, 9, or 10 is that. And then my favorite death is, I would say, probably Kanan.
Mm. I actually wanted to mention, now that Courtney's gone, the school set, you know, that setting there.
Yeah.
It was different than always being inside the club.
Very true.
Or
like
at
that.
The house or something. So it was
refreshing to kind of get a different scenery. I definitely agree with that.
Exactly.
Do you guys have any highlights from any of our shows?
I mean, I'm just happy to be to have been able to speak with all the actual guests of the show. I mean, and having their insight, that's dope.
Yeah.
And I wrote them down. So we had Michael Rainey Jr., who plays Tariq.
Shout out to Tariq.
Matt Cedeno, who plays Crystal Ball. We have Victor Amazar, who played
Wasn't he the cop?
No, Victor Amazar, the snitch.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Boy.
The goon.
Oh, crap. Okay. Richard Riker, who played Steve Tapio. We had Brandon Victor Dixon. We had Shanna Stein. We had Omar Sroggins. Michael J. Ferguson twice.
Twice.
We had Gary Lennon. We had Joseph Sikora today. And, of course, we had Courtney twice. So I'm like you. I'm really excited that we had the opportunity to talk to so many people. I'm glad that we incorporated the live chat room. And then as far as any other stories are concerned, is there anything else that we're missing?
I was wondering what happened to Jason, if you guys don't remember him.
Yeah.
He just really pops in his house to show his chest, and then he's gone. So that's about it.
I think because the focus was the takedown of Angela and her with Ghost Tommy and Tasha, that plays such a huge part that they had to focus literally in 24 hours to cover this.
Of course,
so we didn't see Crystal Ball. We didn't see Alicia. And, you know, the focus was really all the alliances that were formed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Oh, and actually, so in the scene where Jure was shooting everybody, four people got shot.
Yes.
I just want to know who died.
Well, we don't know who those people were.
Right.
Yeah, I think that they were just some goons. But, you know, that reminded me of, like, Kanan. I'm like, because, you know, that scene with Kanan when he took out all them cops, I was like, come on, how realistic?
He is not dying.
How realistic was that? But, you know, I guess in Power, it's definitely realistic. So Dre pulled the same move. I'm like, yo, he just took out, like, all of those people and just walked away with one bullet.
But then also, it's only because Tommy missed purpose because it was
to scare him to get into the van. So does that answer the question when Tommy was on the phone when he made the call, when he made Two-Bit get out the car, he was calling Angela, right? When he said, so do you have a better plan? That was the plan.
That was a plan. And again, Two-Bit was his role has been very important because he runs his mouth when he needs to. So he was the one that was given the information from Kanan about Brock.
Yep.
So that turned him against Andre. So it made sense for him then to go to Tommy to reveal the information that Dre was going to actually blow this whole whistle. So Angela's plan was a great plan. The only problem was that Dre was going to actually pull the whistle.
Exactly.
And had he done that,
completely different.
It would have been a wrap. But other than that,
maybe she figured out in advance. Maybe that's why she played it the way that she did, because he was only going to blow the whistle had he gotten to the thing
inside
without,
of
which
the
is
room.
Why she said, and she very clearly said, you need to state. Right? You need to state that Alicia and, you know, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with that being said, all that was is just, it's on paper. It's stated on paper.
Yeah.
She didn't say how you had to say it or how it was going to go down.
Yeah.
It was just stated on the paper. So, you know, it just goes to show how smart Angela really is.
She really is. Mm-hmm. She really is smart.
Yeah.
And then also when they were in the classroom and when Angela said to them, she says, oh, so you guys don't trust me after everything that I've done for you. There was a moment where I could drag Angela, but in the sense she has helped them, but she's helped them only because
she don't want to get caught.
Exactly.
Of course.
So what did you think about that, Robin? In regards to when they were in the classroom and they had a logical reason for why they shouldn't trust her. Although although she was breaking down, giving them the plan for all four of them to work out, but
I think the most thoughtful one or the most logical one of the three of Ghost, Tommy, and Tasha is Tasha.
Mm-hmm.
They have a tendency to act on, like, impulse. So they were just like, that goes to show you, like, Tommy, he was like, let's just kill her. Let's just take her out. Like, forget all of this. They're not even looking ahead. Like, you know, this is how she's trying to help us out. You know what I'm saying? So it just, to me, was just like, okay, you're trying to be impulsive again. But
I'm
glad that she slowed his roll.
Yeah.
But she just gave me a reason because you said Tasha was the most logical one. Nah, I'm going to
As far as being thought, we've already agreed on this, how she really thinks ahead. She saved a lot of situations. You know what I mean? As far as just being the one to think. Tommy's always saying, he's like, listen, Tasha is smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ghost is always saying Tasha is smart, you know? So, honestly, I mean.
Okay.
Could you guys help clear something up? So, was Silver doing everything for his and Tasha's relationship?
That poor thing. So,
I was confused on that.
So, he came back.
Right.
He came back. He should have never brought his ass back from wherever he came from, because now he's dead. But good riddance. How you pronounce his real name? Deuterius?
Deuterius? Yeah. Something like that.
Delirious, but yeah.
Courtney mentioned when you do stupid things, you get killed. Sean got killed because Sean was stupid. Mm-hmm. Terry was stupid to come back and to think that he was going to have Tasha flip.
Yeah, exactly. Especially on her... on her baby daddy, like what's he expecting?
You know, that was pretty ridiculous, but because of his stupid mistakes, he's gone.
Yeah.
All right, any other things to clear up before we wrap?
You know, a lot of people want to know what's going to happen with Dre. A lot of people want to know what's going on with Tate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, ooh, Tate. You know, but I love that scene, by the way, him and Ghost together right before he made the announcement. I just love that. Somebody had the question. They said, are we ever going to see Ghost be Ghost again? You know, thinking with his head on straight and all of that. And I think we've been seeing him get back to it.
Yeah.
You know, and to me, that was one of those examples. Like, you know, for a long time, I felt like Tate was in control and Tate was trying to kind of punk Ghost, so to speak, but
I always disagree. I was debating with my friends earlier, because you know they were saying that Ghost is selfish, that he's not himself. Yes, he's not himself to a certain extent because of everything that he's going through, but again, just as you think that Tasha doesn't act on impulse, Ghost doesn't either. Look at how cool he played Stern in whatever seasons it was. Mm-hmm. He played him.
I remember that.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. He played the man who likes to eat the bodies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Played him. Like, he's also very, very strategic, which is why I think Ghost and Tasha, from the business aspect, from the McDonald's system, mm-hmm. Which is why they're perfect for each other. Because they both think logically. When one may not think logically in a moment, the other is there to help each other.
Yeah.
And so I think both of them think logically.
Yeah, I mean, it really does hurt my heart to see what just happened in this finale, you know, as far as Tommy taking out Angie, well, not really killing her, but it's just like they keep digging at this Tommy Ghost, you know, relationship. Yeah. And that's my very favorite relationship in the show. Mm-hmm. And so it's just heartbreaking. But I always think that when you go to an actual demise, you have nowhere to go but up. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I'm hoping that, you know, because like they are at the bottom, that they will kind of rise again together.
Which, too, I think that's a good time to see. What are your predictions Robin, mm-hmm. for season 6, huh?
I want to go last.
Okay. Last? Okay.
Jimmy, you want to go? Let me go.
Okay. Sure. I'll start off. And to be so, what I'm most excited for is Tariq 3.0. You know, because I see him taking over the game. Watching that is going to be very interesting. Now, since Courtney said we are heading towards the end, some bodies are about to drop. The question that I have is, who's going to drop first? And I have a feeling that Angela's going to go. She's not going to make it. And I think that'll be a shock to start the whole season off. But that's just me.
Like I said, I think Tariq is going to be a full-fledged drug dealer. Mm-hmm. He's going to have these little white boys at school.
Facts.
ODing. Yep. And, you know, in the boys' locker room. He's going to be fully a drug dealer. But this is the thing. So Tasha is very manipulative. Mm-hmm. And when Michael J. Ferguson said, you know, that Tariq is the man that she wanted Ghost to be, mm-hmm. well, mm-hmm. I think that's because she's manipulative, and because she never could control Ghost. So the best thing is to go after Ghost Jr. So she's going to control Tariq because she can't control Ghost, and she wants to, you know, she wants to be controlling. So she's going, I feel she's going to control Tariq until Tariq has had enough, because he's a teenager and he's going to get to that point. And then Ghost is going to have to step in at some point and save him from the hell that he's going to get himself into. Mm-hmm. Mm. And I think eventually Tasha needs to get her hands dirty. She needs to kill somebody.
You want her to kill somebody.
She has to, because Angela has shot Mike Sandoval in order to save her ass.
Right. Ghost and Tommy are
self-explainable. So she's up next.
Tariq caught a body.
And then as far as Tommy and Ghost are concerned, you know, there's this big thing about are they even, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't see it in a way that, well, one is even or not the other, because I feel like Holly is Holly is the reason why Holly's dead. It had nothing to do with ghosts. Mm. She broke into this brotherhood and started running her mouth about things that she had no business running. So she mm-hmm. she killed herself.
And that's
so,
the problem, yeah.
So mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they're going to be at odds, but I want to say no, because they're going to be forced to come back together because they still have Maria Suarez and they got to get rid of her.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I do think that, as hurtful as this may be, I think that Tariq is going to go against his family. Because he no longer even wants that name, the St. Patrick name. Mm-hmm. I think that he wants to do his own thing. So it seems like he might be coming up to sort of, you know, the way that Ghost and Tommy were against Kanan.
Right,
he might, because he, I think he really for real believes that, like, they're not like family like that. The way that he talks about Ghost, I think that he really believes it. So he might be kind of doing his own thing and dismissing the family.
Okay, so, well, we want to thank you guys. This has been a very fun season. Oh, the actual highlight for me was when we all hung out the day before for the premiere party.
Oh,
type of highlight is that?
But damn. It was...
I'm
sorry, you had to be there, but it was...
Yeah. We had a great, great time.
We had a great time, but that was one of my highlights, you know, hanging out with...
You know what? One of my highlights, now that I think about it, was Gary giving me props. Understanding his scripts and you know, things like that. That was pretty dope.
So let everyone know where you guys can be found and what you're going to be doing until we return back next June or July.
Right. So, well, first of all, shout out to all the fans and everybody always tuning in. Make sure to continue the conversation with each and every one of us. You can find me personally, Twitter, Instagram, at TheJimmyV. That's the with two E's. And I'm always reporting, always focused on creating more content. I am starting my YouTube channel, which you can find me there, Jimmy Vibert. And I also have my hats, Building My Empire, which you can go to bmeofficial.com. Talk to you guys online.
I want one of those hats.
You
guys can find me at Robin Ayers on all of my social media platforms. And I really want to leave you guys with some wise words that someone once said. I never took the straight path nowhere. You know, life full of twists and turns.
Bumps and bruises. I love that word. Oh, I love Robin. Yes.
Because I was at first, I was like,
ooh. I was like, oh, it's probably
what wise man said that?
50. Finish up, bro.
You can find me on all social media at Bam Erickson. And like we said, you won't see me back here until next season. But you can catch me on various TVs and movies. I do have some movies that are coming out. There's a film coming out later in theaters this year called Discarnate.
Yeah.
There's another one that's coming out that I'm in with Sienna Miller. It's called Wonder Darkly. And then there's a film that I produced that actually co-stars Jimmy.
I was in the building. Shout out to me.
That movie's called Uncle Ed's Bucket List. Look for that on digital platforms at the top of next year. And you can also check my movie out that I also produced that's currently on Amazon called All About the Money. And again, we want to thank you guys so much because
thank you.
From the chat room, from Twitter to iTunes to YouTube to Instagram.
Yep.
Thank you guys so much for if you were listening, if you were watching. We are truly grateful and thank you on behalf of everyone here and the staff at AfterBuzz TV. Thank you guys so much. And again, thank you to all of the guests that we've had. And thank you for tonight's guests. Joseph Sikora and Courtney Kemp. Thank you guys so much. And
we'll
until
see y'all next season.
Until then, we will see you guys in 2019.
It's been real.
Yeah.
It's been real.
Yeah.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.